rush towards the knowledge. And last verse is by the, what you just read, Vrajya. Vrajya? Vrindavan Vihari? You just read something by intelligence. So this, the knowledge is covered by the lust. So by the transcendental knowledge you can conquer the lust. So from where transcendental knowledge comes? So Krishna is speaking transcendental knowledge and the process how to receive transcendental knowledge. And here the transcendental knowledge in one sense early part means Nishkam Karma Yoga. Nishkam Karma Yoga. Working without attachment. Detached work. For the third scripture of the scripture. So the verse Krishna is speaking without being asked by Arjuna. So this is Bhakta Vatsal Bhava of Krishna. Now he wants to encourage him that how will you come out of this your personal anybody from your lust and all this entanglement and degradation by transcendental knowledge. But who will give transcendental knowledge? The only transcendental person. So who is the transcendental person? Krishna himself. Jivi. He is himself transcendental, so he is giving transcendental knowledge. How do you receive transcendental knowledge? This is the first verse. Shri Bhagavan Vaja Iman Vivasvate Yogan Lota Mahavyaya Vivasvam Mahavye Rao Mano Vishya Vakteya Vriti. Somebody can read the translation?
The personality of Godhead, I instructed him in perishable science of yoga to the Sun God, Vivashwan, and Vivashwan instructed him to Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed him to Ikshwaku.
So, this is the history of Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada, this is the history of Bhagavad Gita. It's not that Bhagavad Gita was spoken only 5,000 years back. So, Sun God, Vivasvan, was the student of Krishna. And he imparted the knowledge to his son, Vivasvat Manu. This Manu, we are living in the reign of this Manu, is seventh Manu. His name is Vivasvat Manu. How many Manus are in one day of Brahma? 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. So now it is the midday of Brahma. Seventh Manu. And he got this knowledge from Krishna. From his father Vivasvan. And from this Manu, from this Vivasvat Manu, the whole Sun dynasty is coming from Vivasvat Manu. Whole Sun dynasty, 9 chapters, the 10th of Srimad Bhagavatam, whole 12 chapters, the dynasty of Sun God is coming from Vivasvat Manu. And in that 9, this one man, this Vivasvat Manu has one son. Out of the other 9 sons, 10 sons, one son's name is Ikshvaku. You know what is the meaning of Ikshvaku? Sweet spoken for the one meaning. Ikshvaku. Kajanam kaise hua tha? Suniti came out. Iksha Bhagavat came out by Suniti. Suniti of Prabhupada was Manu. So Iksha, Iksha is sneaking, sneaking is called as Iksha. So this Iksha Bhaku, Prabhupada gives the detail and purport that Iksha Bhaku, in the dynasty of the Iksha Bhaku came Lord Ramachandra. So this Bhagavad Gita was spoken. You see the purport, that is, you count how many millions years back, at least Prabhupada says. Can you see the purport? So after Ikshvaku, after Manu we are called men. Manav after Manu, men. So the science came in the human civilization through Manu by and through Ikshvaku. And there is a very lengthy purpose for this verse. Surya is the king of all planets. Surya is king of all planets. Why is this given to the Surya? Why is Bhagavad Gita spoken to the sun god? Just think about it. Surya Sakal Grahanam, that's what Prabhupada said. Like. Sakal Grahanam, Chakshu is the eye of the eye, is the leader of the eye. Very good.
Rajesh.
You know that this is the next verse. Because the sun is? Sun controls other planets. Yes, or something more. It is illuminating everything. The sun illuminating everything. The light starts when the sun rises. Is there any day sun takes a leave? No. So, those who illuminate others, those who never take break, continue in their work without cessation. Nitya, Nitya Jivera, Swarupa Krishna, Nitya Das, not only Das in this lifetime, Nitya Das. So always doing service, not breaking it at all. All the filthy places are purified by sun. So the person who can purify the impure, that is the qualified candidate for to receive Bhagavad Gita. Even fallen people, they can be delivered. So this is what the things we can think. Prabhupada here writes, Sun God is the king of all, as the word for the Lord, king of all planets. Therefore, the right order should understand the science of Bhagavad Gita in order to be able to rule the citizen and protect them from the material bondage to the lust. That's Prabhupada is a preaching mood here. Prabhupada is a preaching mood in the first part of the first verse. What is the preaching mood? If the kings educate the people, the citizen is educating culture, devotion, executive helps, if they do, then the things will spread, the science of personal consciousness. In this millennium, sun god is known as Lewis Watt. Then Prabhupada is quoting Brahma Swayamba. And when this was given, Prabhupada is quoting something from Mahabharata. See the another verse from Mahabharata? When this was given to the lowest one. Treta Yubarao Chatatam. That's what this history of Bhagavad Gita. And then there are calculations. Now there's a one very nice statement for our preaching after all these calculations. Because Bhagavad Gita is as good as Vedas. Can you find that? Being spoken by the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, this knowledge is apaurushya, superhuman. Vedas are called apaurushya jnana. Apaurushya jnana, knowledge of superhuman, given by God. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is also Veda. Therefore, Gita should be accepted without mundane interpretation. Now we have to see one word in this verse. Can you see the word avyayam? In the verse, can you see the word avyayam? And then the word yoga? So what is Bhagavad Gita actually? It is Yoga Shastra. It is Yoga Shastra. What is in the Bhagavad Gita? All Yoga. Yoga Shastra. And Avyayam means, what is it? See what Prabhupada is doing for Avyayam? Imperishable. Inexhaustible. You know, normally what's called Avyayam? If you have some income and you spend something, then it's called vyaya. And even you spend but it never exhausts, then it's called avyaya. Huh? Correct? Akshapata. You know, avyaya means cannot be destroyed. It never ends, it is eternal, something like that. Now, you look the another word, in second verse. See the second verse.
Evam parampara satyam imam radarishyo yito sakale marta yoko nashta parantapa.
What do you see? Krishna is saying in one verse it is avyaya. Next verse he is saying yoko nashta. How do you understand this? Can you see this? Turn the pen off. No, how can you? Yes, it's okay. So is it can you digest these two things? Just one opposite to the other. Can you see this? Avyayam and Yoga Nashta. Yoga Avyaya is first verse and Yoga Nashta is second verse. So in the purport of second word, Prabhupada says, what is the meaning of Yoga Nashta? You understand? Yeah.
What was the situation between sun god and Vishnu?
what was the situation when Sun God received the Bhagavad Gita from Krishna. It is like, what is the situation when Brahma received the Vedas from Supreme Lord? Same situation as Brahma received the Veda from Supreme Lord. How Brahma received the Vedas from Supreme Lord? Sun God is a demigod, Surya Dev, one of the Aditya. And the demigods have their way of receiving knowledge, like Brahma got the knowledge within his heart. And therefore there is a Chaturthi of the Gita, four verses of Gita only. That there was one, like Brahma got the Chaturthi Bhagavatam. So this could be like in summary, because they don't need a whole elaboration. So they just grasp quickly. Exactly, it's not described anywhere how he received, but this is what from other precedents we can understand how the demigod received the knowledge when Krishna wants to give them. Like Brahma received the Vedas, he received the Bhagavatam, Narada received the Bhagavatam from Brahma by four slokas only. Then he elaborated on that. So, and before this sun god got Bhagavatam, there is another parampara. There is also described in Mahabharata. The parampara before sun god is also there. So in other words, you conclude that Bhagavad Gita is eternal. It is continuous. It is not that it started 5,000 years ago. No. It is a continuum. So what we are discussing right now is Yogavya and Yoganashta. Yogavya means science of connection with God, which is imperishable, inexhaustible, and Yoganashta means connection, science of connection with God, of God was destroyed. So this is one question for you have to find out in the purport what is the answer. There's one answer is very good. What it means actually. So how this knowledge is received? What is the process of receiving this knowledge? Evam parampara prartham. It is through the disciplic succession. In English what we call disciplic succession. Why we don't call guru succession? Huh? It is disciple succession or guru succession? This English word is very wonderful word. Every guru is disciple to his guru. It is disciple succession, it is not a guru succession. One day Krishna Jagat Guru. One day Krishna Jagat Guru. Only Krishna is guru. Everybody else is disciple. Is it interesting? This English word is very good. Then another English word is very good. What you call the disciple of a saint guru? What you call? Why you don't call guru brother? In Hindi is a long word, guru bhai. Very long word. God brother is the right word. Because he has connected us to the God, therefore we are brothers. Because he has connected us to the God, therefore we are brothers. It is not that because we are his disciples, therefore we are brothers. It's a very interesting word. What do you think? Why I am saying this? Because there is one course now in ISKCON is designed. Disciple course. Because there's a lot of problem within the society by groupism, my guru, my son, this guru, that guru. So how disciples should look at the other gurus? It all got there's a 4 days whole course designed by the ISKCON GBC authorities. So God brother is a very wonderful word. Anybody who connects us to the God, we are all brothers in that respect. So why? So what is the process of receiving knowledge? Parampara, disciplic succession. Bona fide disciples can be bona fide group. Kali ne mata. Kali means by the influence of time. This is, again the word E is coming. You know, we have word E there. Here also word E is there. Kalena Iha. In this world, it means in the spiritual world, this knowledge is still there. This knowledge with sun god is not destroyed. You understand this? This knowledge, sun god still has this knowledge. Vivasvan Manu has this knowledge. Yes. But in this world, this knowledge is, therefore knowledge is eternal. Here, can you see the here word is very interesting? In this world, by the influence of the time, the yoga is nothing. This science is nothing. Yoga Lakshya. Prabhupada said Lakshya means scatter. And in Prabhupada you will find the reasons for this. The one reason is simply like this. There is no Raj Rishi. Because this knowledge was supposed to be imparted to the Raj Rishis. So there is no Raj Rishi. So who will get this knowledge? So this knowledge is not available because there is no Raj Rishi. The second thing Prabhupada writes, because there are so many commentaries by unauthorized people, therefore the essence of the knowledge completely shattered. You cannot find it. So the Prabhupada, this is the main reason because of the interpretations of the motivated people, the essential Bhagavad Gita is lost. There is no hard issue. And when Krishna spoke this word, well, this is not what is in the book, I'm just saying you the way I understand it. When Krishna says, Yogo Nashta Karam Parantapa Evam Parampara Raja Rishyo Vidhu. So Arjuna was looking at Krishna like this. So in our Jnana city, Pandu Jnana city, there's no Raja Rishi. And he was completely, you know, very morose. Why? Such knowledge is lost because we have no Raj Rishi. And Krishna saw Arjuna's this dissatisfaction. Then Krishna is speaking the third verse. Sa mayate adya yoga prokta puratamha bhakto sive sakha cheti rahesyam haitar uttamam. Now Krishna is surprising Arjuna. Sir means that one which I gave to sun god. Sir, maya by me, say unto you. Sir, maya te adhi adhi means now, today. Adhi means right now. Right now. Sa mayate adya yoga prokta. That same yoga I am going to. Prokta means I am going to explain. Parvakta. Parvakta means I am going to speak. Puratanaha. Puratana means same old word. Puratana means like Puran, old, same one. Then Arjuna was, first he was morose, now he is surprised. I am Rajarshi, I am going to get this knowledge. Why? Why not Brahman, some Vyasdev? Why not Vishamdev, the great grandfather, Bhajan? Why not somebody else? Why me? And then Krishna is saying, because Bhakto si me, because you are my devotee. Sakha chaiti, as well as my friend. Rahesyam, this secret. The secret that you are my devotee and my friend, this is a secret. And secret can be shared with the friends only. And dedicated devotees, not with anybody else. Maya tyaja yoga prokta patam bhakto sine sakati. Rajam hai tad hai etad uttamam. Tama means darkness. Uttama means one will bring you out of the darkness. It means Uttama means the, what is the meaning for what is written for Uttama? Transcendental. What we every day recite this mantra, Om Agyan Timuram Garsya. This darkness. Tama means darkness. Om Agyan Timuram Garsya. That is same Tama. And one who brings out of that ignorance is Uttama. Transcendent. So this is, so who is qualified to receive the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita? Devotee, having a relationship with Father, Krishna. Having a relationship like friend, like father, mother, like servant, some relationship. Now Arjun felt very responsible himself. Now I am the Acharya and Raj Rishi for the future generations. Let me clear something for the people, not to be misunderstood or misguided by my being silent. So Arjun is asking question number 4. Verse number 4 is Arjun's question. And what is Arjuna's question? Read verse 4. Arjuna vacha bhavato janma karma janma vidasvata katta jnaniyam tvamato prasanti. Whether you read all everybody together, it means you will develop a taste for reading. When you are reading verses, it means you are repeating Krishna's words. You are repeating Krishna's words. It means you are connecting with Krishna. Prabhupada used to say, even if you don't know the meaning of the verses, but even if you simply recite, you will be purified. Try to recite when we are reciting. Otherwise, usually we never recite verses in classes like this. But this is very purified. The whole atmosphere is spiritualized by this transcendental sound vibration. They are all mantra. Every verse is a mantra. All the acharyas have written Bhagavad Gita Mala Mantrasya. It is the rosary of the all mantra. Every verse is a mantra. Very simple, then they still understand what we say, not really the musical way. So this is Arjun's question. Some God was years there, and you are with me of my age at the same time. How can I understand that you spoke this knowledge to the Sun God? So this is Arjun's good question. Now this we have some bread spawn. Tomorrow we'll have some filth chart and some pen, and we'll see what is the difference between the God and the Jivatma. We will make the list, a pranishtham on that. It's getting 4. A 1 minute before 4, if we don't start then what will happen? Devotees will be Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Tomorrow